Miami, AP. As the stars of Friday's show in downtown Miami, baby pigs Glinda and Elphabah will never have to worry about gracing the dinner table at a Cuban-American family's home on Christmas Eve. Public pardons for the two piglets were granted by the mayor of Miami-Dade County, Daniela Levine Cava, in a seven-year South Florida riff on the White House tradition of pardoning two turkeys at Thanksgiving. The four-month-old pigs, named after the Good and Wicked Witches in the musical Wicked, will live out their expected 12 to 15 years at an animal sanctuary south of Miami. Glinda and Elphabah didn't seem too interested in the ceremony or the crowd surrounding their makeshift pen outside the Latin Cafe 2000, the restaurant that created and sponsors the event. The tan and black pair, about the size of pudgy beagles, hogged down apple and orange slices when offered. Otherwise, they seemed determined to find some way to nibble on the plastic grass lining their enclosure. If not for the pardons, they could have joined the thousands of their kind that will be barbecued whole on Tuesday in underground pits, on spits or in special metal boxes by families in Cuba, South Florida and elsewhere. They will become the lechon asado, served during Noche Buena dinners. The holidays are definitely the favorite part of the year for me and for so many. It's a time of gratitude. A time when we reunite with our families and our loved ones. And of course, good food, right? So important, but not a very good time to be a pig in Miami, Levine Cava joked as she presented the proclamation giving Glinda and Elphabah permanent amnesty from barbecues. Eric Castellanos, the Latin Cafe 2000's owner, said the event started out as a joke among staff after seeing a news story about the presidential Thanksgiving pardon, because we really don't eat turkey here in Miami. We eat pork. So we looked at each other and said, hey, someone should do this, Castellanos said. The rest is history. Castellanos' two kids, Rico and Alessandra, were in charge of picking out the piglets' names. Abby Irks, who moved to Miami 4 months ago, was one of a few dozen people who stopped to see Glinda and Elphabah and watch the ceremony. I'm from the Midwest, so I have been to my fair share of farms and seen a variety of different types of pigs, but these are cute ones, Irks said. One of my best friends has lived here her whole life, and she's been kind of teaching me about Cuban culture, Latin culture, and the things I need to be a full Miamian. After the ceremony, Glinda and Elphabah were driven to their new home, the 12th and 13th, to receive pardons over the years. The plastic grass never budged. Associated Press video journalist Daniel Kozin contributed to this report. Terry Spencer, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava presents a proclamation pardoning four-month-old pigs Glinda and Elphabah from being roasted during Cuban-Americans' upcoming Christmas Eve celebrations, to restaurant owners Erica and Callie Castellanos outside their Latin Cafe 2000 restaurant in Miami, Friday, December 20, 2024. AP photo, Terry Spencer, 2.